This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We're up to Siman Dalet, Halacha Yudalet, Sif Yudalet. Hishkim Koidem Amud HaShachar. If a person gets up early before Amud HaShachar, the Noshan Yadov, and then he washes his hands because he's been sleeping and he wakes up and he washes his hands. Yeshli Stapik in Tzorechut Yadov Amacheres, Kesheyeh HaYoim. There's now a doubt whether or not he needs to wash his hands again when it gets light, when it becomes alois. Lahavi rach ro hasher alaydaim, which descend on a person when it becomes daytime. The yitlem le brachas. Says the Rama, you should wash your hands without a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifot and Yudalet. Kesheyeh Sifot and Lamed Aleph. I mean, kesheyeh hayoyim. Because there are those who say that the Ruach Ra comes back a second time when the daybreak comes. I remember when I used to learn with Manny, with Professor Lehman every morning, you know, the years ago, that he would be very muckled on this. In other words, let's say, for example, this morning, Alois is 5 o'clock in the morning. So let's say it's at Alois is later. Yeah, let's say Alois is at 6:30. So you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then you wash into the Siddhaim, you come and you learn. So he would always look at the watch, whatever it was, Alois and Shachar. He would quickly go and wash his hands without a bracha and do it. But so what's so why didn't I? So if you look at footnote 41 in Mishnah Berurah in the Dirshu, he says, "V'hamashkin kodim alois hashachar lo maslichas." Let's say you get up very early because it's slichas time, and to say slichas, "Kosav hamat Ephraim sheyitol yodov sheinis achar sheyigmar lo maslichas ve'ayim." After you finish saying slichas, and it's already now daybreak, it's now alois hashachar. Now you can wash your hands again. But mashmo, the implication of that is, let's say you're halfway through slichas, it becomes alois hashachar. You don't have to rush out in the middle of slichas, wash your hands, and come back and finish off slichas. So the implication is that you wait to the end of slichas. Likewise, you have to be makbid not to walk Dalad Amos after Alois HaShachar before you've washed your hands. Nor do you have to be particular not to touch, the orifices, the openings of the bottle. So there we go. Siv Katan Amad Beis LaHaavir. So we say to remove the Ruach Ra. Hachalei Nokad LiHispalel. It says you're washing your hands again after again. What were the reasons for washing your hands according to the Rosh? It's because of you've touched parts that your hands are unclean. They've touched parts of the body which are normally covered. According to the Rashba, you're Bria Chadasha. But there is a third reason of Ruach Ra. So according to this, that comes along at daytime, and therefore that's the reason why you're going to wash your hands a second time for this third reason. But you do so without a bracha. But when you're washing your hands, it's to remove the Ruach Ra. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lo Nok at Nispala Kmeshkos Specific Gimel. The Vada Mishnah Tefillah In Tzarech Bazeh Oit Pam Nefilah. You have to wash your hands again. Just to daven, but I feel him chaz of the yosh and pamshen is kedem amud hashachar. Let's say a person gets up very early in the morning. Yeah, the Rebbe seems to say that the dayan would do that. He would get up sometimes at 2 o'clock in the morning. He would prepare shir for a couple of hours, then he'd go back to bed for an hour. So says the Mishnah Berurah. I feel him chaz of the yosh and pamshen is kedem amud hashachar. The person would sleep a second time before alois. The bezer vaday tzarech mishum ruach ra oida pam nitzidayim. Because whenever you sleep more than half an hour, you need to wash your hands because of Ruach Ra that settles on a person. However, you don't make a bracha on that mitzvah. Even if it was a shenas keva, it was a more of a substantial sleep. Because we're choishish for the shit of the Rashba, like I just said, that you've become a new creation in the morning. You only are created once a day, not twice. And therefore, you don't make a, if you go back to bed and have a second shluf before Alois HaShachar, you don't make a, that's not a requirement to make a new bracha according to the Rashba. Mishum Ruach Ra Bilvad, don't take the bracha. For that reason alone, Chazal not, we're not masakin the bracha. So to wash your hands, but not with the bracha. So says the Ramah, v'yitlein b'lei bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Lamed Gimel, b'lei bracha, hinei nira. Da'afilim b'pam rishon, k'shinot v'yodav lei berach hanot v'zayim. Even if the first time round, you didn't make a damat v'zayim. Mikol makom lei berach hanot, don't make a bracha now. Because how can you make a bracha? You weren't mitzvah. The halakvayos deichav zantim l'tefilas hadaras darosh. You've already been yotzi yochiyim according to the opinion of the Rosh. Kamavu beveis yosef. Uchiyagav nekosav leal b'shari tshuva sikmat nei. Mikol makom Hanochen, Sheyovi Atzma de Chiv Brocha. You should put yourself in a situation where you are obligated to make the Brocha, the Hainu, Sheyas, the Tzarch of Ked Matfila. You go to the bathroom before davening, Vishayev Levarach Anatisan, and that will be Mechayev you to make the Mitzvah, the Chanal, the Sifkot, and Beshem Achayodim, which is similar to what we said yesterday on the night of Shavuos, that you go to the bathroom before davening, and then you would be able to be in a position where you have to make the Brocha. Sif Tes Vov. Yoshin by Yoin. If a person sleeps during the day, Yeshli is stopping in circle or my malem shalish pa'amim, and therefore says the Ramah, v'yitlein b'loi bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yeshli is stopping. What's the topic? Is it ilai legerim l'ruach hatumah? Is it dafka nighttime which causes the ruach tumah, v'shein legerim, or is it sleep which is causing it? But dafka hayoshin shishin nishmi, dafka someone who sleeps shishin nishmi, which is the Gemara talks about David HaMelech sleeping 60 breaths, a very short amount of time. So therefore, there's a suffix if you sleep during the day, and therefore, if you sleep, and the post can say that it's half an hour. So if you sleep less than half an hour, then there's no chiyuv at all. But half an hour, then you should wash your hands, but do so without a bracha. If you look at footnote 43 in the Dirshu, so if you to be marked, but not to walk, Dalad Amos, below Ligab in the cave of Kodim Shitlach Hashanah Bayoim. The Eish Avram says you don't have to worry about it. However, Chaim Kanievsky says that Tov Lizohim Ligam in a cave, even after a daytime half an hour minimum shluf, one should avoid touching those parts of the body which are open, the orifices, the ears, nose, eyes, etc. The Chain Ligab in the Gear Ba'ichim, and so to touching food, Tov Lizohim, it's good to be careful about that. That you can go more than Dalad Amos before Natila. So sleeping during the day, half an hour, you just have to wash your hands without a bracha. Talachat says Zayin. David, i.e. David HaMelech, Choyer Nizhar Shalolishon Shishin Nishmin, he would be very careful not to sleep more than Shishin Nishmin. And again, the Machlokes doesn't know exactly what it is, but we take on this half an hour. Pira Shishin Nishima, 30 breaths, sorry, 60 breaths. Kadesh Shalol Yitom Tam Misa, because that's already what they say, that sleep is a time of Misa. The Yeshiva Bachrim say, they always used to joke, that if a Shluf is so Gushmak, can you imagine how Gushmak Misa is going to be? Yeah. Hagol says the Gemara Perek Hayoshin Mashmid the Dafka Beyoyim Hoya Nisa. Dafka in the daytime, David HaMelech was Nisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rotzulema Ritzufin, the continuous sleep. Ela Hoya Misnam, then Kama Pa'omim, Parkas Mishnah Nishman, Akatsis Lai. So he would have sort of short, sort of, you know, he put his head down, have a very short sleep repeatedly until midnight. Mechatsis Lai, Ve'ele Hoya Miskabe Kari. And at midnight, then he would wake up. The Dafka Beyoyim. That when it says, when the Mechaber says that Tovet HaMelech was only marked about this during the day, the Achronim, they argue that. They say, the Gemara Rak al HaAmeroim. That was talking about the Amiroim. Avod David ba'at, my gamba lai lohi nizah. He was careful not to have that amount of sleep, even at day, even at night time. And Nafkamina calls that it's done. What's the Nafkamina for us? Shebal v'nefesh yachme al choponim bayim. That a person shouldn't have long sleep in the daytime. But ain't b'Shabbos b'chal zeh. Shabbos is not included in that because Shabbos, b'Shabbos tanik, Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos, that the Shena on sleep is considered part of, on Shabbos is considered part of eating Shabbos, and therefore a longer shluf on Shabbos afternoon, that would be okay. However, if it's impossible to function or to learn without having some sort of rest in the afternoon, mutalish and ma'at, you're allowed to have a rest during the week, of course, and certainly on Shabbos in the day, avelo yarech bo. One shouldn't have a too long a shluf during the week. Ein sham oid shegam ze lo tia kamos lamas atzma. It shouldn't be just as an indulgent form of sleep. Rak lavudis is barach, but it's avidos is barach. It should be l'shem shemaim. But I machz hashekah shekazu dini nashen bayeim tol lefi mashehu adam or kfi atzerich lavidos is barach. It all depends on the nature of the person. And so too the Aruch HaShulchan also writes that he says there are many gedolei olam. They have a rest in the afternoon, depending on their health and their condition. But again, it's all a shame shemaim. Just one short kalach to finish. Yesh nagin lirchutz p.m. shachris mipnei haririm shabatecha peh. The minig is to wash out your mouth in the morning. Like we said, we brought this earlier, to wash out, whether you're brushing your teeth or mouthwash or whatever it is. It says in Mishnah Berurah, mipnei haririm kitzorech lahazkes Hashem ha'gadol b'kedusha v'tahara. Because you go say the Shem Hashem b'kedusha v'tahara, v'im hu istinis v'ein erotz v'hachnis ha'mayim, and a person is, doesn't want to put mouth, water in his mouth, in his mouth, because it's not clear, it's not sweet and polite, it doesn't stop you from making brachas. Okay, we'll leave it there. Mr. Shem will resume with Sifu Ches on next week on Monday. Mr. Shem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.